Hi, this is Jim Ryan, National Ambassador to Hendrix Chin, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, it is Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. So many great things are happening in the summer, so many holidays, so many food, beverage, cocktail-related occasions to celebrate. None bigger or more important than National Cucumber Day. And when you think of National Cucumber Day, you think of Hendrix Gin, and you think of the man carrying the torch for the greatest gin brand on the planet, or maybe any planet, maybe in the galaxy. The one and only Jim Ryan, he is the National Ambassador for Hendrix Gin. Jim, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks so much. It's so great to be here.
It's great to be anywhere, right? When you get to every day, wake up and look down at your business card, it says National Ambassador for a brand that is as cool as they get.
I gotta admit, I'm pretty fortunate. There are those mornings quite frequently that I still pinch myself. It's not because I'm gin-soaked from the night before. It's because I'm still reeling from the opportunity that I have every day.
You guys always find cool ways to share all the things that you guys do. Last year, of course, we'll remember here in Chicago, you had the blimp, you had the cucumber blimp, and you travel all over the place for that. Now, what's going on this year?
Yeah, so this year we have our Hendrix Gin Flying Cucumber is back. It's not in Chicago this year. It's on its own cross-country journey from South California down to Texas, down to South Florida, and then up the East Coast, where we'll be celebrating National Cucumber Day, June 14th. It'll actually be in New York City between the 11th and the 15th, I believe. And then it's heading down to Nashville, well, passing by Philly, down to Nashville, and rounding out the 24th, 25th in Nashville, Tennessee, to wrap up our tour with the Flying Cucumber.
Well, I mean, cucumbers are pretty popular. There's so many things you can do with them. But when it comes to Hendrix Gin, it's one of the best gin spirits out there. It's one of those expressions that people do love. They have a passionate following. But you get to be up close and personal with all those people all around the country. Chicago, of course, great food town, great drink town. But as you travel, I mean, are you having to convert people from other expressions, or are people on board with Hendrix?
Yeah, story of my life of the past 8 years since I've worked on Hendrix Gin, I suppose, is I spend much of my time speaking with people that may say, oh, I don't really drink gin. I had a bad experience a long time ago.
Mr. Beefeater, forget about him.
Anyone, any brand, whatever. Yeah. And that's a perfect opportunity for me because Hendrix is so approachable, so delicious, and so versatile that they're quite easy converts made, especially when we're at one of our Hendrix Gin events where the cocktails are just the absolute priority for the guests to enjoy.
The spirit itself is unique and different, but also, and you hit on it, is the cocktails that you guys create as kind of examples of what can be done are awesome too. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys bringing to places around the country this year?
Yeah, so this year for National Cucumber Day, we really wanted to focus on cucumber forward cocktails that feature the cucumber essence that's already in Hendrix Gin. So we're taking a Basil Smash. So the Smash is an old-timey category of cocktail that traditionally has mint in it and some citrus and some spirit, obviously. You could make the argument that a mojito is a Smash. It certainly is. But in this case,
I wouldn't argue with you.
In this case, we're using basil instead of mint, and we're muddling cucumber in the cocktail. So fresh basil, some fresh cucumber, fresh lemon juice, a little bit of sugar, and Hendrix Gin. And it just drinks, it's got a nice spice balance, but really nice crisp note that brings out the cucumber in Hendrix Gin. It drinks really well.
As you get more and more people that are on board and supportive and participating and buying Hendrix, is that kind of that learning curve where you want to give them, you want to give them the spirit, but you also want them to use it in the way that can really make the most of it?
Yeah, the category gin on its own is really just, is one of those, it's intended for mixing. There are those rare individuals that really like to sip Hendrix Gin on the rocks or neat, and I'm guilty of that pleasure, but I would say that most people don't really appreciate the gin that way, and or any gin that way, and it's a spirit that's meant to be mixed. And I think the learning curve that I've on my travels over the years, I've really noticed that when I'm doing events, people are definitely more savvy now than I remember. I'll say, oh, this is how you juice a lemon. And they're like, oh, yeah, I do that now, you know, and when it was just, you know, a few years back, I remember going to certain cities and
you're like, this is your glass.
Yes, this is gin. This is ice. You need to put them together and add tonic and a cucumber.
Excuse me. What was the ice part again?
Yeah. No. Which is not uncommon. But there's been this really interesting revolution, and I think evolution rather. And I really think that we have the excellence that's happening in the back of house and the kitchen that the front of house or the spirits world has certainly mirrored. And now we work in tandem so frequently. I mean, there's a chef in New York, Harold Dieterle, and I, he was the first winner of Top Chef. We actually partnered on a series of dishes and cucumber cocktail pairings.
Nice.
A couple weeks ago. So certainly something to celebrate on National Cucumber Day.
You got a lot of reasons to celebrate on the food and spirit side here in Chicago. But when you come in and you bring it in, like, what are the ways and maybe what are the places or some of the things that are going on here in Chicago in honor of National Cucumber Day and also in honor of Hendrix?
Right. So if you're in Chicago and you care to celebrate National Cucumber Day, I just suggest going to any of the city's rooftops, the Roof on the Wit, Cindy's, or the Virgin Hotel. They'll all be featuring cucumber cocktails. If you're not directly in Chicago and you want to join us in New York City, we do have a bit of an opportunity for you. You can hashtag Most Unusual and Cucumber Day Contest and at Hendrix Gin at either Twitter or Instagram, and you'll be automatically entered in a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to New York to celebrate with us. We're throwing a festival at Pier 97 on the Hudson on the 11th and 12th of June, a Cucumber Day Festival, the first of its kind.
That is something to aspire to.
Yeah, so get out there.
Yeah, get out there and do that.
All you really have to do is take a photo of something unusual and you'll be...
Anything unusual
and use the right hashtags and add us and you're automatically entered.
Could be your Uncle Larry, could be whoever, right?
Anything, you know. Well, I mean, you know, within responsibility and reason.
That's right. All in good taste for sure. And, yeah. And last thing before we get to all the ways to stay connected, keep on board, and of course aspire to win that is as you travel, and you guys always come up, Charlotte Voisey is a longtime friend as well, and you guys always come up with really cool and innovative cocktails. Have you had it now? Like you said, as people, their awareness and abilities have kind of been elevated, where people kind of share cocktails that they've made with Hendrix that you're like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I mean, to be honest, when I'm drinking cocktails at an event with bartenders, it's mostly bartenders sharing their peculiar recipes with me. If it's more people that, you know, may buy Hendrix at retail, it's generally a bit simpler, but they have those. Sometimes I find that the curiositors, those individuals that I really appreciate, and then Hendrix, the world of Hendrix really appreciates, they may say, oh, you know this drink, I tried this Hendrix gimlet, and I know it's in a gimlet, it's fresh lime juice, Hendrix gin, and simple syrup, but I'm actually using some fresh cracked pepper and some salt, some sea salt on it, and it drinks marvelously. So it's those little sort of simple builds. It could be a dash of bitters here or a substituting one thing for another, where the individual that is curious enough to take those leaps, those risks, which really aren't leaps and bounds. I mean, at the end of the day, it's great. It's a great spirit. You're using fresh ingredients. Chances are, if you have some sort of balance in your cocktail, it'll turn out delicious.
It's nice to see, you know, fans of Hendrix kind of thinking and drinking outside the box, right? Mm-hmm. You know, being kind of innovative. So before we let you go, give the information on how people can kind of enter, what they can do to hopefully join you out there in New York in June.
Right. So if you take a photo of anything unusual, use the hashtag Most Unusual and Cucumber Day Contest and at Hendrix Gin to either our Instagram or Twitter accounts. You'll be automatically entered in a chance to win an opportunity to come to New York City and celebrate on the 11th and 12th of June, which is our preamble to National Cucumber Day. And fingers crossed, you'll get a chance to see our flying Hendrix Gin cucumber. 130-foot-long dirigible that's been touring around the U.S. for the past 6 weeks or so.
Nice. At Hendrix Gin is the Twitter handle for that. And, of course, the website is?
We have a website just for National Cucumber Day called cucumberday.com. So there's plenty of stuff that you'll it's like this world that just opens up if you hit that website. There's a hotline that you can call to get information on how to celebrate Cucumber Day. We could also send you to redstamp.com where you can get personalized Hendrix gin mailers out to your friends. There's tons of little fun bits and bobs that we've got for people out there that, as long as they're curious enough to stay in touch with Hendrix, we will stay in touch with you.
Doing the people's work in support of the mighty Cucumber, who never had a PR firm working for him like you guys. You support him. And of course, I hope that they're supporting you back. And before we let you go, the website for Hendrix Gin.
HendrixGin.com.
It doesn't get easier than that. So enjoy all the celebrations, all the festivities around National Cucumber Day, and definitely enjoy all through the year Hendrix Gin. And Jim Ryan, thanks so much for all you do in service of the Cucumber and Hendrix. And thanks for being in WGN.
Thanks so much. It's great being here.